So hi and welcome back to our second episode of our podcast. Now we need to talk about Tourette and Jazz Tom, and Laura will introduce you into the interview with Jazz Tom.
At the festival, we met Jazz Tom and had the chance to talk to her in person within a relaxed setting. During the corona pandemic, Jazz Tom was isolated for 24 months, during which time she imagined her home as a spaceship with her friends, colleagues, and cat as a crew. In her space at the theater, each visitor was given a small book that they could interact with. You can try out many things, craft something, and experience for yourself. She told us about her own personal insights into dealing with Tourette's disability.
I'm sure there are loads of conditions and different impairments that are misunderstood. And I also think that lots of people misunderstand disability. So they think that you're a disabled person just because your body or mind is impaired in some way, or because you have a particular impairment or condition. Actually, what makes me a disabled person is a failure in the world to consider a diversity of bodies and minds. And so I'm not just interested in raising awareness about a specific condition or a specific, being. But I'm interested in everybody understanding the role they can play in making a less disabling world. So creating accessible spaces and attitudes and systems. And that stops it being an individual, disability being something that's just about an individual, and starts being about the type of world we want to shape together. And I suppose with this piece of work in Journey to the Better World, it's really inviting everybody to think about the sort of future we want to shape, and in trying to do that in a way that considers a diversity of bodies, minds, and experiences, because we can remove loads of barriers that people experience. And there are elements of Tourette's that are difficult because they are, like pain or moving around a lot and getting really tired. But lots of the things that make my life really difficult are to do with people's attitudes, or to do with non-accessible spaces. And those are the things that we all compare by changing. So this piece of work is an invitation to think about what you would need in a world that would make it easier for you to live in and happier for you to live in, but also thinking about what other people would need to. It can be really easy to, if it's not part of your lived experience, to not realise that there are barriers there. So like the assumption that everybody sits still and quiet in the theatre. If you can make your body do that, you probably wouldn't think about people who can't, even if that's not the most comfortable way for you to enjoy a show. But I'm a big advocate of relaxed performances, so performances that take a relaxed approach to noise and movement and extend a really warm invitation for everybody. And sometimes they're really playful spaces like this, and sometimes they're more serious. But I think that art and culture, it should be for everybody, and that I don't want anyone to miss out because of preconceptions, biscuit, about who art is for or how it should be enjoyed. Biscuit. So Tourette's Hero is a arts organisation, and a superhero persona, that has been going for 12 years, so since 2010, we are an organisation that celebrate the humour and creativity of Tourette's, campaign for a more socially just world, and promote and celebrate disability culture. So while we're called Tourette's Hero, we centre disabled people and neurodivergent people, regardless of what their impairment is. We believe that creativity and connecting people to ideas and to each other is really powerful. And so we're interested in finding ways to do that that are playful, joyful, imaginative. Tourette's Hero started as a creative response to my own experiences living with Tourette syndrome, which is a neurological condition, that means I make movements and noises, I can't control, called tics, so you can hear me say biscuit and hedgehog, and I have tics that mean that I bang my chest and affect my mobility. And I found it really difficult to think about or talk about Tourette's without getting upset. But then I had a conversation which changed my relationship with my body and my mind, and with my tics. And that was the start of Tourette's Zero, really, was the origin of Tourette's Zero. And that was a conversation with my co-founder, Matthew Cowney. And he described my tics as a crazy language-generating machine and told me that not doing something creative with it would be wasteful. And that idea really took root for me and transformed how I thought about my body and my experiences, and helped me to start to value the perspective biscuit that my unusual neurology gives me. And that was the start of Tourette's Zero.
That was the interview with Jess Tom, so stay tuned for insights from Olivia Scott's organizational perspective in the next episode.